Today in Toronto, as many as 800,000 people turned out for the World Youth Day Mass celebrated by Pope John Paul II. Despite bad weather, organizers hailed the festival as an unqualified success. But others worry that any gains the Pope made in energizing young Catholics could turn out to be fleeting. From Toronto, NPR religion correspondent Duncan Moon reports.
On a rainy and windswept morning, the Pope appeared more tired than at any time during his five-day visit to Toronto. His speech was slurred, and he often stopped to catch his breath, taking a few moments before soldiering on to finish the more than three-hour Mass. And for the first time since his arrival in Toronto, he mentioned the clergy's sexual abuse scandal. In slurred English, he referred to the harm and pain caused to young people by the failings of the church leaders.
The harm done by some priests to the young and vulnerable fills us all with a deep sense of sadness and shame.
But the Pope warned the crowd not to forget the good work being done by the majority of priests and nuns, who he said wished only to serve and to do good. For many of these young people, this was their first papal mass. They cheered the Pope through the rough spots, and their excitement could not be beaten down by the wet and muddy conditions. Adam Caulfield, a 20-year-old from Boston, said the Pope's remarks left him optimistic about the future of the church.
Look at all these people around here being nice to each other, you know? How many times do you see that in your lifetime? Hundreds of thousands of people just here, just to love one another. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But Milton Chan, a 23-year-old from Toronto, says he worries the church under John Paul II has become exclusive and is no longer open to listening to differing opinions.
In a closed institution, we run the danger of drifting to the way of sort of fundamentalist Christian, which means the church is bound for irrelevance if they keep going on this direction.
Even though the Pope has had some success in reaching young people with his charisma and personal presence, some church observers think that's not enough. Dr. William Ledoux, author of The Chair of St. Peter, A History of the Papacy, says it will take more than just a successful World Youth Day to turn around the troubles facing the Roman Catholic Church.
One of the things I really have to give him a great deal of credit for is that he sees the need, even for him, to go throughout the world to reenlist the enthusiasm of the youth. I think he did the same thing recently in Cuba. But the appearance of an enthusiastic group of thousands to his presence in the United States or in Canada or in Cuba doesn't necessarily spell out the deepening allegiance of those young people to the church.
But the Pope is already looking for ways for the church to deepen that allegiance, announcing the next World Youth Day will be in Cologne, Germany in 2005. Whether the aged and frail Pope will be there to lead it is uncertain. At the end of the last World Youth Day in Rome, he said, "I look forward to seeing you in Toronto." This time, referring to Cologne, he said only that Christ awaits you there. Duncan Moon, NPR News, Toronto.